It was a quiet weekday when I visited Jake Carter at Southern Bell Farm in Henry County. But on weekends, especially during the fall,
we open it up to the public. Pig races, pedal cars, corn cannons where you can shoot ears of corn 700-800 feet. Of course, the corn maze is our main anchor attraction.
The games and the rides and the maze, three corn mazes actually, and pumpkins and food booths have taken over what was for three generations a working dairy farm. Jake was just a teenager when the farms around his started disappearing, a lot of them becoming subdivisions as Henry County transformed from country into suburbia.
Folks started moving into the area, and some of our closest neighbors and even relatives came asking a lot of questions about agriculture and farming.
So Jake's family turned the dairy farm into a tourist attraction.
We felt that our mission is to educate the community around us about agriculture.
A mission with a business plan. This time of year, you can buy your Christmas tree and visit Santa at the farm. Come spring, there will be pick-your-own strawberries, and then blueberries and blackberries and peaches. Brandon Ashley of the Georgia Farm Bureau says in the counties just outside Atlanta, that's one way for families to keep their farms.
They decided that they can't do what they've always done, so they are going to adapt.
The corn that made up the three mazes at Southern Bell is now drying. Jake will feed the corn to the few dairy cows he has left. Up in Cherokee County, Randall Porter's firing up a modified tractor engine. It powers the antique mill he uses to grind his corn.
It's an old corn that I got from a guy much older than I am. Some of it turns out red, some of it turns out white, some of it turns out yellow. And it's just a corn with a good flavor.
At Buckeye Creek Farm, Randall mills the colorful kernels into small batches of grits and cornmeal. He and his wife, Liz, are another kind of new farmer in metro Atlanta. They'd always had a garden, and it kept getting bigger, so they started selling and ended up developing a niche market for themselves, says Liz, restaurant chefs.
They come out and look at what I've got and say, I want this, this, and this, or they take it all, whatever.
Their client list now includes close to a dozen metro Atlanta restaurants known for their farm-to-table focus, including Muss and Turner's, Restaurant Eugene, Table in Maine, and the Century House Tavern. That's Daniel Probianski's restaurant. He cooked at Seeger's in Bacchanalia before opening his own place in Woodstock.
So I wait to see what she's going to have. This weekend I'm doing a broccoli dish. It's because broccoli's there, and that's my first course appetizer, and it's local.
It goes both ways. The Porters say the chefs drive what they decide to grow, including some crops not common on a southern farm.
Locally, at least in our area, the more of the unusual things we might bring in, sunchokes, or sometimes we'll have edible flowers, we'll take those things on to market.
That brings new taste directly to the community and helps keep Atlanta's new agricultural entrepreneurs down on the farm. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.